Well, this is an election year, and November 2nd is coming up, and there's not many contested races throughout the region, but there are some in Connecticut, like in Cornwall, and there is a very contested race that is going on in Amenia, where four people are running for two seats on the town board, and two people are squaring off for to become the head, let's just put it that way. One of those persons is the incumbent, Victoria Perotti, who is joining us today. Victoria, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
So you are an incumbent and you are running, and this election has been highlighted, of course, by, first of all, a primary and now the election. And there are a lot of people running, and there are a lot of rumors floating around, and there's a lot of information floating around, especially on Facebook. I have a few questions to ask you because we did some interviews with some potential candidates, and also I do follow the Facebook posts. I want to get to the Amenia Town Hall because I think that using that building and taking a building and reusing it, we live in an age where recycling is considered the proper thing to do. And so I always thought that reusing that building and having it live up to its potential eventually was a great thing. Well, it has become an item, and I've heard so many different things about this, Victoria, the fact that it might have asbestos in it, that the fact that only six people work in it. I want you to clear up the information on the Amenia Town Hall, and you can start from A to Z. We'll start with the rumors about asbestos possibly being in there, and that you could build a new town hall probably cheaper.
First of all, there's no asbestos. The town hall was checked for that before we even moved in. And the Amenia Town Hall has 16 staff working in departments such as town clerk, building planning, town court, and water that provide essential services and collect fees, fines, and tax revenue to run Town of Amenia business. It is also a certified Red Cross Regional Emergency Response Center. As a community center, it offers recreation activities, blood drives, school supply giveaways, and Dutchess Community College ESL and GED classes. The Amenia Town Hall belongs to the taxpayers and serves them well.
You know, it's interesting because not only do those things happen there, but I also know that there's community organizations that use that town hall. You also have, and it can be improved more and more in the future, a real nice auditorium that you can hold various events in.
Oh, absolutely. When we offer our free dance program, that's when we have the recital during the holidays. And the auditorium has been also used by the Amenia Historical Society, which has a lease with the Amenia Town of Amenia and actually rent space, and they house all the historic records of all the hamlets in Amenia, and they also provide genealogy searches.
You know, looking at it as an outsider, of course, I'm not from Amenia, but it also, when you compare it to what used to be, it is centrally located, and I think it has easier access for people throughout the town to reach it.
Absolutely. We were in very crowded quarters in the Amenia Firehouse, and we did not meet the New York State Court Administration requirements for having court, which we now do in the courthouse, having adjudicating court cases several times a month. And that department, you know, also collects fees and fines to help run Town of Amenia business.
And you talked about an emergency center. You put in an emergency generator at that building as well, right?
Absolutely.
So that building is a large enough building where if there were a real bad natural emergency where there was no power, I mean, there is plenty of room for people.
Yeah, the generator we put in is for the whole building. So we would be able to house, you know, many people. In addition, if there were a catastrophe, you know, that spanned both the town of Northeast and the town of Amenia, the town of Northeast did a resolution to move their government to the Town of Amenia Town Hall. in a catastrophic emergency.
So this is just one of the topics that I've been following on Facebook along. Also, you had an event that featured all the candidates running for office. So let's talk about in the last 2 years some of the things that your administration, in your words, have done to improve the life of Armenia. Let's just take a look at the past couple of years.
Well, one of the things that have been a priority under my leadership is applying for grants, and which resulted in awards for community development block grants of $71,000 and $150,000 sidewalk grants. The $71,000 grant was used to repair and improve the sidewalk in front of the post office, which had a lot of trip hazards and was very dangerous in spots. And the $150,000 sidewalk grant is actually to extend the sidewalk to Beekman Park and make the town, more pedestrian friendly.
And I guess the big, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Silo Ridge. I mean, there's almost which has developed, and unfortunately, this is the times we are in. An us against them or them against us attitude. And once again, there's a lot of talk and rumors floating around about Silo Ridge. Let's get down to the taxing situation. What is the taxing situation like with Silo Ridge? Are they current? I know that there's a lawsuit against the town, but is Silo Ridge current on what they do with the town?
Current how? You mean paying their taxes?
In taxes, yeah.
Yeah, they've paid their taxes. However, even though we did a settlement with them in 2019, which by law was supposed to be in place for 3 years, they have continued to file lawsuits to challenge the overall assessment. In addition to Silo Ridge residents, we also have an Article 78 filed by Julie Doran and Juan Torres to throw out the entire assessment because they want a major reduction in their taxes. Now, our assessor does an annual assessment review to make sure everyone's taxes are fair and everyone's assessment are accurate.
Now, when you look at the town, where it stands right now, what do you envision under your leadership, if you win re-election, some of the major problems and highlights that you want to work on?
Well, one of the major items I want to work on that I've been working on for years is building a new highway garage and salt shed. The one we have doesn't meet safety standards by any means. And I did, through working with multiple state agencies, was able to get 5 acres of DEC land transferred to the town. So I want to complete that. In addition, we need to improve the infrastructure in the water district, and that includes the wells, the pump house, and also, a lot of the pipes that we currently have. And we're planning to use the American Rescue Funds for that and to see if we can get additional state and federal funding.
You know what I see, and it's a shame because I hate to see the people against Silo Ridge and some Silo Ridge people against the town, because Silo Ridge is and can be a great partner and a great investor in the town of Armenia with what they have to offer, with the people that they can bring in to live there. Armenia finds itself in a very advantageous position if everybody would just get along. I mean, Armenia, really, if you take a look at all the towns up and down the Route 22 corridor, is in a position to really show some growth.
Well, that's what we've been trying to do, which is why we did the settlement in 2019. It saddens me to have this, divide between the two because, everyone is part of the town of Armenia, no matter where you live. But, for what we're really trying to do is to, you know, come to some kind of consensus or agreement so that, you know, the contentiousness can go away and, you know, and perhaps eventually this us and them that seems to have developed will fade away.
Well, Election Day is imminently coming upon us. How do you feel, Victoria? You've been serving the town for many years, not only in your position now, but other terms. How do you feel coming into this election?
I feel confident coming into this election. I've been supervisor since 2014, and I've been honored to serve the residents in the town that I love. And the residents know me. I am available to them 24/7. And I hope that they, you know, they continue to support me, and I really think that they will.
Well, I want to thank you, like I thank everybody that runs for office. Nowadays, it's not an easy thing to run. It's not an easy thing to be on, and this is in any state, on boards and commissions, simply because there's so many laws and regulations, and now it seems everything winds up in the courts, and we have people that are local people that are willing to run for office, put under a lot of pressure. So I thank you and everybody else that runs, and good luck on Election Day.
Thank you very much.